Welcome to today's podcast, where I just want to speak and I thought of sharing one small proverb, which is nothing but we call it as what we sow, the same thing we're going to reap it. This is something which I seriously implement into my career. I follow this particular strategy in my life, or this proverb. I use it in most of the parts. Why doesn't I used to analyze this, means how exactly I analyze this particular line. Whatever you are sowing, the same thing you're going to reap it. So now, the very simple logic, if I just want to analyze the entire idea behind sowing or this farming, let's take it. So I got the seeds, the great flowers, the great, we can say vegetables or whatever it may be. We take it and we sow it into the ground. And in order to see the fruit, or in order to see what exactly we expected from the one which we sowed, I think there is a lot of effort which we need to do that, which is nothing but why, in the sense, we need to water it regularly, and we need to know what is the amount of water we need to do that. And we need to say, like in a simple note, we need to give the time. We need to have a lot of time. We need to place our time, and not only time. When we are giving time, obviously we are giving our energy. We are sharing our energy in order to see the desired fruit, in order to see the desired thing. We need to give our energy as well. We need to stick on to patience. And above all these three things, means we need to give our time, we need to give our energy, we need to give our patience as well. But the above all, there is one major thing. We need to be pretty focused towards what are all the challenges we are able to get. Why, in the sense, the particular seed is about to grow. So there may be some insects which are going to spoil the particular plant, whatever we sowed it. So in this way, whatever we are able to do that, there may be various external forces which are going to come and which are going to drop our fruit. That is one of the major things. So when we love something, or when we are trying to when we are trying to sow something, we sowed it and we don't directly get a fruit. I think there are various external forces which going to which try to pluck away the thing, whatever you sowed it. So whenever the things are sowing, you need to be focused. You need to be focused. So what exactly is plucking away my fruit? So what exactly is spoiling my fruit? We need to be pretty attentive. We need to be focused. And we should not feel depressed. For example, whenever in a plant, whenever the things are spoiling our plant, we should not feel depressed. But we need to sit. We need to understand. We need to analyze why this problem is happening. The same thing happens with a career. So now you may be giving your time. So the career is all about what you sow, the same thing you're going to reap. So what you are trying to sow it. So what you are trying to sow is very, very important. So you are trying to sow data science. You are trying to sow AI. You are trying to sow machine learning. You are trying to sow your whatever it may be in a life. What you are trying to sow in a relationship. What you are trying to sow. The same thing you are going to reap. So you need to give the time. You need to give your energy. You need to give the patience. And you need to analyze the external forces which are going to pluck away the fruit what you are about to have it. So this is the kind of commitment we need to have it. Whenever we are trying to take a decision in life, we need to be committed. We need to be pretty committed even to handle the external forces. We need to handle all the external negative forces which are going to impact. So that's what we call it as. Whenever we are trying to do anything, for example, whatever it may be, whatever you are trying to choose, there is a positive side of it. There is a negative side of it. The negative side can be the purpose of negative side. If I'm analyzing even the negative side, there need to be a negative side. Why, in the sense, when you have a negative side of anything, for example, you want to be a data scientist in your career. So there is a negative happen. There is a failure happened. If you are pretty damn committed, I think you don't give up on it. So the negatives are meant to test. Seriously, the negatives are meant to test how committed you are with your goal. I think even that's where I used to feel. It's my initial days of my career, I think so. When I started as a trainer, I think until I get a proper, what we can say, recognition, or even until I get a proper recognition, I used to feel where exactly I'm doing the mistake. So I used to go, I used to learn, I used to give the best, but still I'm unable to make it out. So I keep on used to feel it, where exactly the things are going down. So the negatives, the greater the negatives are, the bigger your goal is. So whenever your goal is too big, I think your negative is going to be too big. So you need to handle those negatives and you want to fix it. And you need to overcome all those negatives. Why? In the sense, only then you will be knowing how committed you are with your goal. How committed you are with the one, what you sow, that's what you are going to reap. Even in the same thing, whenever you're going into the very simple logic is, there is a great simple logic. The birth, if you take an example of our birth is a very simple example. In order to give a life, I think we are sowing it. And we are able to live here like 20 years, 30 years, 40 years we are living. But the day when we are in our mother womb, I think there are a lot of hurdles our mother faced, but we never knew it. So there are a lot of negative forces which happened. So there are a lot of chances that so we may die in the mother womb itself. So but our mothers are able to overcome all this kind of external forces or negative forces. And they're able to bear the pain and they gave us this life. So in every nature, it may be in a seed, it may be in a tree, it is in a making of a car, it is in whatever you are doing. The entire life represents whatever you are sowing, you are able to reap it. But you are able to reap it not with pure happiness. So you need to go through a lot of struggle, you need to go through a lot of pain. So this pain going to give you a reap. So whenever you're seeing this fruit, oh my God, that's the point where you find it happy. The same thing with the mother. The 9 months of struggle, everything going to be flew away in a minute. Whenever she saw our faces, as simple as that. So whenever you are into a career, whatever it is, give the time. Give your energy. Give your patience. So try to be attentive, focused. And you need to analyze all the negative forces and you need to sort out all the negative forces and you want to give the best. That's it. Thank you so much.